Once upon a time, there was a field called psychometrics. It's the art of creating queries or surveys in such a way that they can create a profile of your personality. One researcher in Cambridge actually wrote a paper about a method that was very effective in categorizing you personally. Another company approached him and said, "Could we make this into an online tool?" And he said, "No, not really interested." However, his colleague said, "I can do it." So he programmed an app that you could place inside Facebook. What they did next is they went on Amazon, which actually has a service that is such that you can earn a little bit of pocket money if you complete questionnaires. They can do this for market research. Great idea. However, they had My Digital Life as a survey there. A lot of people got a little bit of money by completing that survey. However, that survey was a Facebook app that then was installed in your Facebook account. And that Facebook app regularly reported the rest of your life back to Cambridge Analytica. What happened now was incredibly powerful because they completed the survey, which means Cambridge Analytica knows about your personality. Then they see all your Facebook activity. What can they do now? They can create a machinery. That means that if I can, from now on, just look at that activity, I can put you in the profile. You don't even have to complete our survey anymore. That was the powerful thing. What also happened was not only did they grab all the info from all the people that completed the survey, also all their friends, which amounted to something in their neighborhood of 86 million people. That is how far we know. It could have been more. But the scary thing about this is they made statements such that if I just see 10 of your likes, I know what you're going to vote. If I see 30 of your likes, I know your sexual orientation. If I know 50 of your likes, I know more than your neighbor about you. If I know 150 likes, I know more than your spouse about you. And if I know more than 300 likes, I know more about you than you know about you. And imagine what this does in terms of political propaganda, market research. What they did next was astonishing. They could put up news items into people's feeds, and they can in real time see their reactions to those people based on their psychological profiles. Right? So if you're a person that is afraid of commitment and maybe skeptical to foreigners, what kind of font size would work best? What kind of colors would a racist in Arkansas prefer the most? That means that you can sharpen propaganda almost to a point where the idea of democracy doesn't really count because it starts to work on a subconscious level that is just unimaginable. This was even weaponized. They created an app that was called Ground Game. And that means when people in the Trump campaign went from door to door, they could plot in the address of the person living there. And based on the information that they already have, they would get talking points that would be most responsive to that person that they were going to convince to either vote for Trump or at least not vote for Hillary Clinton. I think there's an important point here. There are a lot of other services that try to understand how we work in order to get what they want from us, right? In Cambridge Analytica's case, it was pretty obviously, vote for Trump or don't vote for Hillary. However, in many other cases, it's like, buy our product, support our politician, support this cause, support that cause. And in that sense, like, computer security is all about protecting secrets. But Cambridge Analytica, they didn't grow based on secrets. They grew based on your public behavior and their powerful machine to just calculate your personality. Think about it like this. Before, you would get ads based on what you searched. In the next generation, you'll get ads based on what you think.